This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Well, it had to happen. Investors involved in gaming would realize that there's a real opportunity on Wall Street. Michael Jandrew joins us now. He's the chairman of the Lower Brule Sioux Tribe in South Dakota and the proud owner, as of last week, of the West Rock Financial Services Group on Wall Street. Michael Jandrew, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Now, a cynical view would be that, hey, if casinos are a profit center, why not get involved in some of the big betting that takes place on Wall Street? What motivated you to take a look at West Rock and actually buy it?
The opportunity to generate capital to meet the health, the housing, the jobs, the opportunities that can be accepted from an opportunity like this. There is so many varieties of things that additional capital can do for our tribe.
Now, there are 3,600 members of the Lower Brule Sioux Tribe in South Dakota, and you have a diverse set of interests. Gaming is just one of them. I'm wondering if the members of the Sioux would be concerned about the kinds of bonuses and the way they pay people at Rest Rock and in companies like them on Wall Street.
Oh, I'm sure that that's an issue. But at this point in time, we have treated our membership confidently with participation in each thing that we do. So.
Now, as a tribe, you are eligible for federal tax-free status. Does that extend to West Rock?
Yes.
So they don't have to pay any taxes anymore as a financial entity?
And I say this qualified, that's probably true. There are elements that I'm sure will continue to be taxed.
But that's a huge advantage over other Wall Street firms if they don't have to pay corporate income tax.
That's right.
I can see the smile on your face in my imagination there, Michael Jandrew.
Yes, and you know, this is a part of what drove the whole deal, and it is an essential part of it.
Now, who were you bidding against? Do you know who you were bidding against in pursuit of West Rock Group?
I believe it was a private process that was not open for bidding. It was purely a negotiated deal between the tribe and West Rock.
And did you make them an offer they couldn't refuse?
I think so.
Soft-spoken guy there. You'll do well on Wall Street. Michael Jandrew, chairman of the Lower Brule Sioux Tribe in South Dakota, now the proud owners of the West Rock Financial Services Group, which is a broker-dealer, asset management, and wealth management company based on, you guessed it, Wall Street. Casino meets casino. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.